Fata Organa by Witchery 9, read by Coprime. Rating, general audiences. Archive warning, no archive warnings apply. Fandom, Daredevil TV. Characters, original character, Matt Murdock and Claire Temple. Additional tags, point of view outsider, missing scene, and hurt comfort. Summary. Fata Organa, noun, a flash of real emotion glimpsed in someone sitting across the room, idly locked in the middle of some group conversation, their eyes glinting with vulnerability or quiet anticipation or cosmic boredom, as if you could see backstage through a gap in the curtains, watching stagehands holding their ropes at the ready, actors in costume mouthing their lines, fragments of bizarre sets waiting for some other production. She's waiting to be discharged after bombs leveled half of the city when she sees the blind man arguing with the nurse. Anita's waiting to be discharged when she sees him. She wasn't that badly hurt in the explosions that seemed to level half the city, just some cuts and scrapes. She only needed 3 stitches. So she's waiting in a chair across from the nursing station when she spots him. He's clearly upset, hands tied around the cane he's holding, white with the red tip, she notes, which means he's blind. The sunglasses he's still wearing despite being indoors only cements her suspicion. He's speaking with one of the nurses, one who was probably called in when it wasn't even her shift, because she's not wearing scrubs like most of the others. Anita knows she's a nurse, though, because she was the one who moved her from the bed to the chair in the hallway, apologizing, but explaining that they had more patients who needed it. Looking closer at the man, Anita notes that his clothes don't seem to be ripped or torn, so he probably wasn't hurt in the explosions. But he also seems to have dust in his hair, and she can spot a red patch on the cuff of his button-up shirt. But if he was injured, why would he change before coming to the hospital? Unless he wasn't injured in the explosions. Perhaps he fell over something on his way to the hospital. There's no way for her to tell. He's still arguing with the nurse about something, his voice almost raised enough that she can hear. The nurse is speaking to him in a soothing voice, with one hand placed on his shoulder. She's trying to calm him down, probably to avoid calling for help. The hospital is being stretched to its limits with all the victims of the explosion, and there isn't anyone who could come. He pulls away from her grip, swinging his cane in front of him like he's determined to search the entire hospital for what he needs. Some sort of friend or relative, she'd guess. People really only get that worked up when it's about someone they care about. He only makes it a few steps before the nurse grabs him by the shoulder, holding him back. "Let me go," he says sharply. "He's fine, Matt, I promise." She sighs. "I'll take you to him, okay?" The relief is visible. The man, Matt, sags like all his strings have been cut. He nods and says something to the nurse. There are so many emotions evident on his face, relief and gratitude and resignation, and there may be a prayer on his lips. She knows what that's like. But it's more than just that. The man is clearly exhausted and in pain, and probably hurt somewhere under his nice clothes, and the nurse knows that. And yet she's just taking him to see his friend. There is so much more to the story than she can possibly know. And she forgets that she's been staring at these 2 strangers while they undergo something extremely intimate in the hallway of a hospital. She can't look away, though. The nurse offers her elbow, and the man takes it, and he's led into the same room that Anita was just taken from. She wonders which of the men is the friend of Matt. She hopes that he's all right, and that Matt will be all right as well. He seems to be hiding something. The nurse returns after a moment. "You ready to go home?" she asks, exhaustion evident on her face even as she tries to smile. Anita nods. She has no business being here anymore, not when there are others who clearly need help more. And whoever Matt is, and whether he's hurt or not, he needs to be here more than she does. The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this work, please consider leaving a comment on the original work for the author.